the world.
Palestinians.
Russia.
Iran.
China.
Israel-Hamas war.
Affects us at home.
Higher tariffs.
Illegal alien sex offenders.
Buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning. Yeah. It is a great day to be alive, my friends. Enjoy the chilly weather. You know what they say?
What do they say?
Chilly today, hot tamale.
All right.
Ooh. Thank you very much.
I like
everybody. Hey, it's going to be a really fun show with Shecky Rose here, because it's like my Friday. I'm going to Biketoberfest, doo-dah. But I don't want to rub it in your face.
Well, he hasn't been rubbing it into your face as listeners, but in the studio. When not on the air.
You're never supposed to tell what goes on behind the scenes.
I've been hearing about this every day, every hour.
Nick, didn't he sign an NDA? Nick, I demanded that. Yeah, I'm excited to go. I'll rub it in your Facebook when I'm there.
I did have somebody come up to me the other day and go, is Bob like, he's on the road all the time when he's not at the show. I'm like, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Greg does the schmooze tour.
Yes.
I do the It's All About Me tour. Yeah. I go where I want. I do what I want. Life is short.
Yep.
Worked hard to get to this situation, and it's not like I got a lot of money. But
he's got vacation days.
That's it.
And he takes them.
Well, you know, look, here's life. If I had the money, I would take this trip.
Right.
And then you have the money, and you go, well, I don't have the time.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I am going to try to find that balance. And is it perfect? Have I found it? Well, not bad.
But sometimes, which is really more important, you don't have to have money to enjoy yourself sometimes. Taking
Absolutely
the time
correct.
Off.
No, I agree.
I mean, drive 60 miles someplace.
Exactly.
Stay at a hotel you've never been to. You don't have to spend a lot of money just getting out of town. And Jen and I do this all the time when we're out. It's like, wow, it feels like we're a million miles from home, and yet we could be home in an hour if we had to be.
Yeah, Betsy and I really should be like tour guides and taking people, because we do. We have so much fun. We've done so much exploring. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, just like staying in, say, in Palm Coast, there's the Coquina Hotel. People are going, what? What are you talking about? A hotel made completely out of coquina. All right? And it's been there for, I don't know, since like the 30s or 40s.
Right.
Parts of Tarzan were filmed across the street. And it's not far at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one little example of go, explore, have fun. And like you said, yeah, you don't have to go far, 60 miles or whatever, and you get a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You get a break from every day. You're not thinking about all the daily stuff, because you're not, if you're around the house, you're reminded, you need to mow the lawn, need to clean that, need to fix that. So you got to get away.
You go to a restaurant you've never been to.
Exactly.
Just the little things, like find a mom and pop place you've never been to. Makes a difference.
There you go.
That's our advice for your life.
Go buy a small modular nuclear plant. I know I'm going to invest.
Wow. That was not on my list anywhere, I don't believe.
It's not, because I just found the story.
Oh.
Jeff Bezos investing big time
really?
In the nukes. Yeah.
Hmm.
It is interesting. You know, the left talks about the Green New Deal all the time and how we get rolled into that, suckered into that.
Mm-hmm.
But here we could actually find some common ground, and that is through nuclear energy. Yes, there's a byproduct of it, but they've come a long way into how to deal with that and limit the amount of waste that you have. But the point here is inexpensive energy. It's all nuke has always been that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the safety factor, yeah, that's certainly part of it. You know, a couple of 3 Mile Islands and throw in a Chernobyl there, and, you know, all of a sudden it doesn't look quite as great. But they've come a long way, and they're going to go a long way if they want to, if you want to put the resources into it. And I've talked about this, and I'm not exaggerating, 20 years ago. I've talked about this 20 years ago. At that time, Japan had some kind of program where they were building these small nuclear plants. And I said, that's the answer. I called them like neighborhood nuclear plants. You build them small, compact, doesn't take up a big landmass, doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to serve, you know, 10 million people.
Right.
So listen to this. AWS is part of Amazon. announced it has signed an agreement with Dominion Energy, Virginia's utility company, to explore the development of small modular nuclear reactors near Dominion's existing North Anna nuclear power station. AWS is Amazon's subsidiary in cloud computing. All right, so they have a massive and increasing need for clean energy as it expands its services into generative AI. The agreement is also a part of Amazon's path to net zero carbon emissions. So see, we can find common ground here. And I think that nuclear could be a large part of our future energy needs being met. And you can do it safely, and you can do it. You don't have to make these huge mega centers. Amazon is the latest large tech company to buy into nuclear power to fuel growing demands from data centers. Google and Microsoft have announced similar plans. Yeah, if you've got companies like that are really going to put the resources and money behind it, they could develop these things fairly quickly. And then you get somebody like President Trump in there who can then not waive the requirements, but make sure that the tree huggers can't chain themselves to trees and push the project off 5 years. That's basically what I'm getting to. So Amazon Web Services investing more than $500 billion in nuclear power. And I think that this is a big deal. And if we can get the rest of the kind of the greenies, because part of this is meeting their clean energy goals. But really think about it. This generative AI and all this other data collecting, moving, storage, and all that, it does demand an enormous amount of power.
Right.
So this could be part of and that's what I look for. Look for some answers. Look for a pathway. You know, how can we find this common ground, enough of it to where we can get something done that's positive? And this would be American, baby.
Now you're talking.
America. It's what I always talk about, America.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to 614 Time Check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got plenty of stories to talk about, including Kamala's performance with Fox News Channel's Bret Baier. Oh my.
Yeah.
You got to stick around. We've got some sound bites and we're going to have some fun with this.
Opinions?
Could be a couple.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hang in there, my friends. Don't forget the Bob Rose podcast available wherever you download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.